What is up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's Bear With Us. I'm Matt, and if you're watching on YouTube, you will notice immediately that I am flying solo at the moment, sort of. Joining me from her love hut in beautiful, luxurious Fort Lauderdale, Florida, my better half, Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
It's the slut hut, not the love hut.
See, I was trying to upgrade it. I was trying to sound a little classier. Last week we talked about the negative connotations of the first word. I was trying to live up to our own goal of sort of eliminating the negativity of that word. Are you just reclaiming ownership? Is that what? And you also, let's talk about the, not the elephant in the room, the cat whose tail is brushing up against your face right now.
If you guys are watching on YouTube, I'm at my condo in Fort Lauderdale. My sister used to live in my condo. She recently moved out and her cat is still here. And so the cat is so lonely and I'm here now. And he, first of all, have you ever met a cat that drools?
No.
Okay. This cat has drooling all over me. When he's excited, he just drool everywhere.
You have so that effect on males across the world, across species. You're a babe.
Oh, babe.
It's all your fault.
But yeah, I have cat hair all over me, drool all over me. The cat is just, I wish you could see how he is on my lap right now. He's so damn cute. Just cuddles.
As you're explaining the situation, I feel like we need to A, clarify that the cat was not abandoned by your sister. The cat is well taken care of, but the cat still resides.
Her boyfriend, who she moved in with, has a big dog and they don't get along. She's here at the condo and coming back and forth, and I was going to be here this week, so I'm going to watch him. And then in a few weeks, my parents, when they come down for the wedding, which is in less than a month, they're going to take him home with them.
I would be remiss to not draw the parallel of the red flag, perhaps the biggest red flag in Bear With Us history, that damn cat that was being flown halfway across the country for. Fortunately, at least to the best of my knowledge, you are the only one in the condo with the cat. There is no ex present. So this is not cause for concern.
This is not my cat.
I know. I was making a joke. I was trying to lighten the mood. I am.
Baby, let's talk about last night. Woo! Last night.
Wow. I was going to get us there. But if you're ready to just jump out of the gate.
You know, like neither of us slept, but I'm in a great mood.
Why are you in such a great mood? Just because you're in Florida, because you're at your beautiful condo on the beach and you're always in a good mood there.
I am always in a good mood here. However, we did some stuff last night that has now put me in such a great mood. We had a great little session last night.
A little session. Is that what we're referring to it now as?
A little session.
Let's be perfectly transparent. I think the session that took place last night was sort of enhanced. It was a little above average. Not that average is anything to turn your nose up.
It's like,
excellent. Yeah. It was enhanced, but that was because I will now not be in your presence, but for only one day out of the next like 15 days.
No, you're being dramatic.
We'll no.
We'll get there.
Will be with you. Your schedule has changed drastically over the past week, which led to an interesting delay that prevented the session from really getting underway. And I feel like that's what we need to talk about today.
Okay, yeah, we can get into that for sure. But let's preface it with the fact that you are dramatic AF.
How so?
Because you said I'm not going to see you for 15 days. Sunday night and Monday.
Yeah. And then Tuesday through the next Sunday again, right?
On Sunday.
Yeah, so I'm not being dramatic AF. I think I might have been off by a day.
1 day out of 15. I'm going to see you 4 days out of 15.
How does that add up? I'm genuinely questioning your math right now.
I'll see you on Sunday and Monday of this week, Sunday and Monday of the following week.
But grand total, that's like 14 days. And you're not getting, and those aren't 4 days. Like, seeing me in the evening is not the same as, like, waking up next to me, drinking coffee, smiling, and being in love and enjoying the company, the electricity of our presence around one another.
Can you guys understand my pain now with how needy?
How am I? What have I asked for? I'm not being needy. I was just, I was setting the table.
I mean, it is adorable, and I agree. I'm with you, but it's like, this is the first time in a while that we're going to, like, my schedule is picked up for a minute, and we'll get right back to normal right after the wedding.
Right.
We'll
I'm not complaining, but it was reaching the realization that presented the problem for us.
Reaching.
Oh, this is going to be one of those days because Pam Anderson is going to play Roxy Hart now, and,
that's so
all that's been on your mind for the last 24 hours.
I'm so excited. That's my dream role, Roxy Hart in Chicago. The fact that Pam Anderson is Roxy Hart in Chicago, I have to go to opening night, like opening night. I have to be there. And I'm going to go so many times. I'm so obsessed with her. And I'm so obsessed with Chicago. It's like two of my worlds are colliding. What are the odds?
Can we talk about the fact that I knew absolutely nothing about Chicago, the Broadway play, the musical, the infamous Chicago, prior to you and I getting together? And to this point, I have learned approximately half the lyrics just because every once in a blue moon, you put on the entire Chicago soundtrack.
Yeah.
And you sing it at the top of your lungs, as loud as physically possible. Usually,
that
wasn't a cue.
And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz.
Okay, okay. All right, listen, can you at least sing the mama song? That's the one I like. Big mama.
Good to mama. Ooh, Louis just ran.
You scared the cat.
Okay. I'm done.
Oh, that's it. We're just not gonna continue the conversation or the song anymore. You've given up on that. Well, that's all right. Because while we
reckon in the chips is gonna be Roxy.
How foolish am I to have assumed that when I sat down in the studio solo that I would have some semblance of control as to where this episode of Bear With Us went? Far be it from me to realize and remember that there is no controlling Leah under any circumstance.
I'm done.
You done? You got yourself together?
What were we even talking about?
I don't know. I was referencing the Chicago soundtrack and somehow you managed to recite it. Which was not the goal. We were talking about last night, before you went off on a tangent about me being needy AF, et cetera, about how prior to our wonderful session, it sounds so clinical and weird. I have a session. You have a session with a therapist.
I have a session with my fiance.
Oh, all right. Well, as long as the sessions continue, even after you call me your husband, because that's a real, wow. We are playing the hits this morning. Anybody who has been kind enough to spend some of their time over the last week with us watching our new hit reality series on WWE's official YouTube page, Corey and Carmella, it's out. The numbers are racking up, and we couldn't do any of this without you guys, the Bear With Us faithful. We are so grateful. It has been a fun journey. Unfortunately, I've been unable to take my own advice. I've been on this show and actually, ironically, on social media over the past month or so, very public about trying to reduce my intake of social media. Try to let that kind of sit because it opens me up to a lot of negativity that we're not used to. We talked about some of the instant negative feedback we received when the show launched, but that's how we've been promoting this and driving this, and there's been so much feedback that it's become almost like a part-time job for both of us. Both of us are posting, hey, babe, did you post about this? Hey, did we post on that account? Did we do this? Hey, retweet this. Hey, tag me in that. It's been a process, and you and I have piggybacked most of it. Obviously, we've had help from WWE's social team, getting the word out, but it's really been a lot of work on our end, probably more so than we expected, no?
1,000%, but I will say I'm used to that. I feel like I'm pretty good with my social media and promoting things. I have my wine company. I have my, I run the Bear With Us Instagram. So for me, that's something that I'm constantly doing. For you, I think it's new and it's foreign and you're like, oh, I don't know how to do it. Like, I had to show you what stories you were mentioned in.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't enjoy any. I've learned a few. Yeah.
But it's a necessity.
I've learned a few new tricks along the way, but I still have no more enjoyment. But I do enjoy checking in and seeing that people are actually watching our nonsensical bullshit via YouTube. And just a reminder, if you're still in the prehistoric times listening to Bear With Us only on your podcast, thank you still. But we are available on YouTube. Like, follow, subscribe, comment. And Leah is shaking her boobs right now. So if you're not watching on YouTube, you're missing out. You're absolutely missing out.
No, we thank you guys so much. And without you guys, again, I say it every week. I'm going to continue to say it every week we do this podcast. Without you, we would not be here in this position. So, so grateful for all of you.
So keep doing what you're doing. Keep commenting. Keep sharing. Keep subscribing. Tell a friend. Tell a neighbor. Tell a stranger about Corey and Carmella on WWE's official YouTube page. And Bear With Us, the podcast and the YouTube channel. Trying to grow that week after week. It's a process, but we're making progressive strides.
Do you think we should get into our little spat last night?
Yeah, I was ready to set you up. It wasn't really even a spat, but we went around the world to get across the street, but we have arrived at the desired destination. So yes, let's chat about what put a delay, a rain delay, if you will, on our session last evening in the land of Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleavage land. So basically, something that I think we need to talk about on this podcast, and I'm sure a lot of couples can relate to this, is when you say something to your partner, you're talking to your partner, they hear you, but or they're listening to you, but they don't hear what you're saying. Like, we have a conversation, you respond. It's not like you're ignoring me. You're listening to me, but you don't know what I'm saying. You don't retain the information I'm saying. And it's like the amount of times I have to tell you something over and over and over again for you to actually hear me, sometimes it can get frustrating.
This immediately reminds me of White Men Can't Jump, where the scene where they're in the car and Woody Harrelson puts on Jimi Hendrix. And Wesley Snipes says, man, you can't hear Jimmy. And he says, yeah, I love to listen to Jimmy. And Wesley says, no, yeah, you listen to Jimmy, but you can't hear Jimmy. That's the closest comparison I can think of off the top of my head. And hopefully some dudes that are listening to this know what I'm talking about. But you're absolutely right. It's not for lack of me paying attention, because I am paying you attention. I'm present. I'm listening to what you are saying. And I don't know if this is a problem unique to me or if this is like a general dude problem. So please feel free to weigh in, bearwithuspod@gmail.com, or leave a comment on our pages. Is this a problem that's exclusive to me, where I am listening to what you say and you say, hey, babe, I just made an appointment for so-and-so on so-and-so date. But if it's not in like the immediate 48 hours, I put it somewhere in the back of my mind and it just floats around back there, sort of free form, no structure. And when you tell me these things and they arrive, more often than not, I recall you telling me, but I don't recall that it's tonight or tomorrow night. And you look like you're waiting. I'm sorry. There's a weird delay now because you're not sitting beside me.
I want to see the fact that, like, I don't expect when I'm telling you I have no, because basically what we're getting at is I am in Florida right now because I have appointments because we're getting married in Florida. So I have a bunch of appointments that I had scheduled for this week and next week. And I scheduled them months ago, knowing very well that the week of our wedding, we have WrestleMania, which is like our biggest show of the year. So I won't be able to get any of this stuff done that I need to do prior to the wedding. So I did as close as I could to the wedding without it being affected by WrestleMania week or anything to do with work. So I scheduled these like maybe 2 months ago, all these appointments, and I told you about them. And I did not expect you to remember, oh, well, Leah's going to go to her dress appointment on such and such date. And then the next day she has a trial for her hair and makeup. Like, I don't expect you to know that. But I've told you so many times over the last few weeks, babe, just so you know, like next week I'm going to Florida. And then the following week I'm staying in Florida because I have to get my taxes done and I have a doctor's appointment. You know, just I've been telling you these things and like, yeah, okay, cool, whatever. And not that I expect you to have some crazy response to it, but now that it's finally here, like last night we were talking in bed and I'm telling him, okay, so I'm not going to be home for 2 weeks. I have to stay on the road because I have
2 weeks. You just made fun of me for saying 14 days.
But I told you 2 weeks, but you said you're only gonna see me one day in 14 days. That was my correction. But you just threw me off.
Told me these things. You didn't expect me to retain.
I was gonna be gone for 2 weeks. And you're like, wait, what? You're not gonna be home for 2 weeks? And all of a sudden now you're interested in me talking about the fact that I'm going to be gone. Again, my schedule has changed with work. They have me on the road a little more than I was supposed to be. So that, along with all my appointments, has just made it to the point where I'm not going to be home for 2 weeks, which is honestly normal. Before the pandemic, this was normal for me. I would be on the road 3, 4, 5 weeks at a time without going home. That was my schedule. That was my life. That's what I did. So to me, it's not a big deal. But I guess now that I'm about to be married, I have to like check in with my husband.
Oh, we're playing that card. No.
Please have permission to leave. No, it's not like that. But it's just, you know, the communication. You didn't hear me.
I didn't hear you. And there was nothing that you named on your list of things you need to accomplish between this week and next week that I wasn't aware of or that I had forgotten about or that I went, what? You never told me that. I remembered everything. What my problem was I thought you were handling them all in a 4-day span, one trip to Florida, because it wasn't as though you named like 2 weeks worth of activities. What the problem was last night, I couldn't for the life of me understand why I didn't know you were going to be gone for 2 weeks. I could understand. It wasn't like, oh, wait, but what are you doing now? I knew what you were doing. I now knew when you were doing it. But what threw me off last night was if I had known at any point prior to last night, if it had dawned on me without me having to add up all the pieces that you would have been gone for 2 weeks, I would have been mentally like prepared for that, ready.
But again, me saying it over the last few days, even when I was packing on Sunday, I said, you know, when we leave, I might be gone for 2 weeks. Because I wasn't sure what my schedule would be this coming weekend.
That was the variable that yesterday you got confirmation on, which now extended the 1 week with a break in between to 2 full weeks on the road. Again, not a problem, not an issue. And I'm not denying that you told me. I am saying that in my caveman brain, which I often refer to and blame here on Bear With Us, I knew all these things were going down. I just didn't know the dates because to your earlier point, you made some of these appointments 2 months ago and you told me about them 2 months ago. And my response last night to you, and I don't know if you took it the right way because it wasn't intended as a negative. I'm just saying in my male brain, if it doesn't force me to alter my life or my day or my schedule or anything like that, ordinarily, I don't necessarily commit it to memory as far as like details. I know, okay, well, Leah's going away.
Last week, okay, well, when I leave this day, I'm not going to be back. And like, I got added to different shows for work. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to be upset about it because I know after Mania, we'll have 3 weeks off. So it is what it is. I'm going to bust my ass the next month and rarely be home, but it'll be okay because we're getting married and it'll be fine.
And it was not a point of contention even last night.
Not about being contentious. It's about the fact that I've been saying it so much, but you weren't actually listening to me saying these things. It wasn't about a point of contention. It was about, I've been saying these things all last week, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be gone for almost the whole month. It's crazy, but you know what? It's fine. And like, you didn't take that as like, oh shit, wait, you're going to be gone almost a whole month. Why? You know, you
just right. Like, I thought it was more hyperbole. Like, oh my God, I'm going to be gone all month. Meaning, well, that's like me saying, oh, I'm always on the road. I mean, realistically, we're on the road 2.5 days a week. It's not all the time. But when you say, oh yeah, this is a crazy month, it's a busy month, I simply did not take all of the pieces of the puzzle that you had provided me, and you weren't trying to cut me out or not tell me something. You had told me all the things. I just never put the pieces together, and I couldn't figure out what the X factor was that went from, okay, I know you're going to Florida. I know you have these appointments. I'm not really that worried about it because it's over with, right? Okay, you're going to be gone for 2 weeks.
It is what it is. The whole point is sometimes when it comes to us, when I try to tell you something, you are listening to me, but you're not like hearing what I'm saying.
Right.
And I think a lot of people can relate, whether you're a guy or a girl, you're in a relationship with a guy or a girl, I'm sure it fluctuates. It depends on the person. So I just think sometimes we need to be more present in our conversations. And here's the thing, we're together all the time. It's hard to be present all the time and always listen to what everyone's saying. Or if you're busy and you're doing something and someone said, okay, cool, whatever. But like, I'm not saying make a habit out of it, but you know, I think it's important to be present and listen to your partner. Or like sometimes when you tell me something, I'm like, babe, you know, I'm sorry, I can't listen to you right now. Like I'm in this thing that I'm doing. I have to focus on it. Like I'm not even really listening to what you're saying. So you can say whatever you want to me right now, but I'm not even listening. And I just think even something like that, just to make sure, okay, like if I have something important to tell you, a lot of times if I'm telling you something, I'm like, babe, look at me. Like right. I'm talking, you know, and you're like, oh yeah, okay, sorry, you know? And I think, I'm sure we're not the only couple that is.
No. But we always preach about, you know, and we need to practice what we preach, honesty, communication, and sex. And it was a miscommunication. It wasn't even a communication breakdown. It didn't lead to a fight or an argument. You were making fun of me.
Sitting there and not talking for like 5 to 7 minutes because you were like,
not 5 to 7 minutes.
Child. Does anyone else out there deal with someone like their partner? Like when you are upset or you're, because I get it, because we're not going to be together for 2 weeks and you're upset about that. And I understand. But you just sat there and didn't talk for like 7 minutes, like pouting. And it's cute, but I'm finally like, babe, like I love you, but this is ridiculous.
I wasn't pouting.
You were pouting.
I was not pouting. I was trying to wrap my brain around what I missed and how I missed this giant trip. And then did we not? It took us almost an hour and a half to walk back through all the steps.
You were like talking in circles. And I was like, do you need me to bring out a whiteboard and draw a diagram for you?
It would have
like,
been helpful.
Like, for real, you were killing me. I was like, babe, it's not that complicated.
Well, I figured it out eventually and we were able to get to our session. But now that got me thinking, when else have I done that? Is it like a recurring theme? I know I can't hear. And we both know that and we joke about it, but that's actually, it is kind of a problem at times because there are times where you can be on the other side of the room and say something to me and I am not ignoring you. I just genuinely can't hear you. And I know that gets frustrating, but as far as like, are there other times where you've told me or where that?
All the time.
Okay. So give me some examples. I'm opening myself up to be trolled and blasted here.
It happens all the time. I can't even think of it. Like if it's something like, God, I don't even know if it's work related or something about like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with this person or I'm going to go have a drink with so-and-so or, oh, I have an appointment for this. And you're like, oh, I didn't know. I'm like, I told you last week, but you don't listen because it doesn't directly affect you in that moment to your point you made earlier. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. So when it finally comes down to it, like, would you like me to give you a countdown every day to something that I have going on, like, just so you know, 46 more days until I get my eyebrows waxed, okay? And then when it comes down today, and you know, like, okay, babe, I know you're getting your eyebrows waxed today because you've been telling me for 46 days.
I feel like we need one of those giant wall calendars in a very prominent place with a whiteboard of different colors, and you can color code them and you can say, this is this type of appointment, this is that type of appointment, perhaps on this day I'll have time for a session.
Oh, well, we can do that for our sessions. But for example, remember when your daughter had a sleepover?
Yes.
We were sitting at dinner and she was asking, because we get the kids on the weekends and I felt so bad. She was asking like, oh, Dad, do you think I could go to so-and-so sleepover? It's on Saturday though, you know, I know you. And you're like, we'll see. And she looked at me and I was like, I'll take care of it. Like, because I didn't know if it like a scheduling problem or like if it was who's going to. Driver, like, of course I'll drive her. If she wants to go to sleepover, she rarely ever asks for something like that. So I'm like, I'll take care of it. I got you. And this was like a month or two out. And then finally when it came up to it, you're like, oh yeah, Lola has a sleepover. And I'm like, yeah. And then she was told like, oh, well, Leah said I could go, you know? And it's like, I remember that was like 2 months in advance. I remember, okay, this Saturday she has a sleepover. You had no idea. You're like, oh, I don't remember any of that conversation. But again, it wasn't directly pertaining to what we're doing in that moment. And I don't know if that's, again, caveman man brain. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if it's Matt brain or man brain, but hopefully somebody can weigh in. Hit us up, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Leave us a comment. Leah, I know you're on a bit of a tight schedule. You're in Florida to run all over the creation for wedding planning, etc. It will get done thanks to you who have single-handedly planned the most beautiful wedding in history. That's not a WWE tagline. I'm very excited. I'm genuinely stoked about our day. As stressed out as we both are, I'm excited for it. I think our families are going to have a great time. And
we're going to have a great time.
I guess. I think that's what I'm most excited for, because I'm excited for you to exhale for the first time in 2 months.
No, wait, 2 months. It's been like months of stress and anxiety and just handling everything. Because I know you get anxious about things. So I'm like, I'm not even going to bother you with it. I'm just going to take care of it.
And then whenever you act a certain way because you're anxious as to prevent me from being anxious, it makes me anxious anyway. Anxiety is real. I'm a head case. I'm a full-blown GD basket case. And here I am pontificating. Here we are pontificating to the couples of the world, lending them advice, unsolicited or otherwise. But we have some solicitations. So I think it's getting close to that time. But before I let you break into your favorite part of every episode of Bear With Us, just want to let everybody know that we've got some cool things coming your way here on the Bear With Us podcast on the YouTube channel. We're going to have some guests hanging out here in the near future. We haven't done that in a while, and I'm sure a handful of people are tired of hearing Leah and I talk about Leah and I. So let's open up the Bear With Us universe a little bit. We will spill the beans as they become available, but we're working on a few really cool things, and we want you to be a part of and excited for.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail! I'm really inspired by the Chicago musical. Okay, I feel bad that our episode is going to be kind of short today, but, you know, I didn't want to skip out this week. I wanted to make sure we got it in.
We'll make it up for you, or we'll make it up to him. We'll give you an extra long, extended, magnum-sized edition of Bear With Us in the weeks to come.
Maybe not next week either. Again, on the road traveling, but we'll figure it out. I've just, since we've been back, since we took our break, like, I really did not want to take a break. I feel like we're in a groove. I love our.
I agree. I'm still trying to solve and figure out the crossover, because there is a crossover between Bear With Us and Corey and Carmella. I think many of our listeners, hopefully most of them by now, have checked it out and weighed in on Corey and Carmella. I'm trying to figure out how to get the people who only know about Corey and Carmella to check out this here little podcast. It's a mystery that we have yet to totally solve, but it is growing. It is trending in a positive direction, so we should be content with that for the time being. Baby, what's in the bag?
Question number one, honey. Love the podcast and the show. I just wish the episodes were longer. We do too. Hope the wedding planning is going well. You're feeling yourselves. Always remember that amazing feeling you had when you first got engaged. As you both know, peaks and valleys in a relationship. But as my dad always told me, every bump is a boost. I love that. Now, on to my question. Been married 5 years since 2000, but together since 2007. I am a lot like Leah. Oh my God, you must be cool, babe. I am a lot like Leah in the sense I need my alone time. But it is hard to explain that. It truly has nothing to do with him and has everything to do with me. Matt, what made you understand this about Leah and not take offense? Leah, any advice on how to explain it? He respects my needs, but does not necessarily understand it. And I have moments of feeling guilty about it.
We've definitely had issues over this early on in our relationship, because it was inconceivable to me, especially when we are still in the quote unquote honeymoon phase. I feel like we have the longest honeymoon phase of any relationship I've ever been in my life, and I'm grateful, which is why I'm going to take you on an actual honeymoon. But it's a tough pill to swallow, I think, particularly from a guy's perspective, because no one wants their girl or their partner to ever say, I just want time away from you. Usually, at least in the general mindset, that's a negative, right? You think of, we were on a break, right? Now that I'm addicted to Friends, I'm going to make Friends references. We were on a break. Oh, why do you need to take a break? Because I need space. I need time apart. That, I think, is where most people's minds go when they're told with something like, I just need some alone time. It's almost like a defense mechanism. And to me, it put up a red flag where I went, oh no, what did I do? What am I doing wrong? What am I doing? Am I smothering her? Am I being too over the top? Is it too much? Oh my God, what have I done wrong? But after a long enough time of you doing your best to explain it to me, I kind of went, okay, well, this is kind of like, this could be a deal breaker. I realized like how valuable your alone time is to you. and how when we're apart for a few days, not two freaking weeks, but a few days, you usually come back and you're sort of refreshed and you're in a better mood. And I can't really give advice to any guys to deal with it other than you have to be open to exploring it, because it could be incredibly valuable, as it is in Leah's case, and it could really help both of you in your relationship. I've learned and gotten a lot better at being alone during those time periods. It was like a conscious decision I had to make, like, okay, Leah's going out of town for these many days. I have to keep myself occupied. And I've finally learned to not waste all of those days just drunk on a bar stool somewhere or being, you know, non-productive and self-destructive, to where it's like, oh, I can sort of enjoy this. Like, I'm so excited to get done with this recording because I'm ordering subs, I'm going to get some beer, and I'm going to go home and I'm going to binge watch Ozark, because I know you have no interest in it. And that's what I'm going to spend the next day and a half doing.
Isn't that nice? Like, that you can do something that's just for you. And it's important as a couple not to lose yourself and what your partner likes, what your partner, well, we only do this because this is what we do. It's like, no, like, you can still be Matt. I can still be Leah. I still like to do things that I want to do. And you can go home and binge watch your show and do your thing. We don't have to spend every waking hour together. And I think, I mean, obviously everyone is different. And some people are people where they have to just have people around them at all times. You know, people like that where they just, like, they stop by wherever they're going. They have to bring a friend. They have to always have a friend with them, and they get their energy from their friends. And that's fine. That's just so not me. Or, like, if a friend pops by and unannounced, it's no big deal. Me, I'd be like, oh my God, what are you doing here? You know, like, of course I welcome you in, but I'd be like, we didn't have plans. You know, this is weird. For me, I get my energy when I'm alone. That's where I get recharged, when I have time by myself. And it's nothing against you when we're together. And that's what I would just say to him. It's like, it's nothing against him personally. It could be a friend, a parent, a relative, anybody. It's like, you need time away from them because you just need to be by yourself and focus on you. And every relationship has their quirks. Every relationship has their things that you're working through. And if this is your thing you're working through, I mean, you could have a hell of a lot worse.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. This is
thing. Not a big deal.
Yeah, this did not sound like crisis mode, which is a good thing. It's nice to have relatively simple problems in the mailbag from time to time. But yeah, just, and again, this all boils down to communication. And I would suggest to him, if he's not listening to this podcast, just give it a chance. And I think he'll probably most likely realize, oh, you know what? A day here and there, or 2 days here and there, solo, isn't so bad. You can go out and have a couple beers with the boys and still come home and just chill out and be relaxed. And I can shut my brain off. I shut that front blind in our window of our house, and I might as well be in outer space because I am so cut off and isolated now, and I love it. And I think to myself, I'm going to bed when I want. I'm going to sleep in as late as I want. I'm not beholden to anything. And you could almost maybe, here's a suggestion as I'm flapping my gums that I came up with, maybe frame it to your partner as how it can benefit them. You may be the one that needs the alone time, but maybe frame it as, I hate to say fool him, but go, hey, you know what? You deserve a day to yourself, or go hang out with the boys, or you go to, go see a movie, go, you know, record shopping or whatever it is.
Lunch or something. Yeah. Anything.
Yeah. I think it's all in the framing of the communication to make it sound as non-threatening as possible. It's not threatening, but speaking from experience as a dude, I can verify it can be a tough pill to swallow, but it's worth swallowing.
And I think it's important that you don't have to force it on him. Like, he doesn't need to have alone time because he needs to, like, that's fine if that's not what he's into. You don't need to force it. Like, well, why don't you like to be alone? It's not about that. Everyone is different. Everyone has different interests. This is what you like to do, and that's fine. And then and you have to compromise as well. If there's something that he likes, you have to meet him halfway. So I just think it's important to just talk openly about it and not force anything on anybody.
And if you do it voluntarily, it will likely prevent you from needing space or needing a break or needing time away from your partner. It's very different to want to take time for yourself versus take time away from your partner. Got to make sure your priorities in the right order.
Yeah. And it's gotten to that point with us sometimes where I'm just like, oh my God, all we've done is be together all day, especially during the pandemic, which I'm sure everyone can relate to. I was just like, I need to be away from you. It's nothing against you. I love you, but I don't want to freaking hate you because you're just driving me insane right now.
I love that the cat's tail is just magically appearing. It's like a charmed cobra just sneaking into the frame.
Cuddliest cat. Like, we could never do this with our cats.
I know. Ever. He's huge. He's huge. What's up, Louie? You're a handsome devil. Look at those eyes. What a damn handsome cat.
Black cat. Black cat.
I think that was a little Janet Jackson, but I don't know that I would want to disparage the good name of Ms. JJ with this rendition. Babe, I feel like the mailbag's not empty. I'm just trying to save everybody from the iceberg.
Babe, I'm pretty sure that's all we have time for today.
Oh, all right. I didn't realize what time it was, so I apologize.
Going.
She's got all types of crazy, scandalous, sexy appointments that she's undertaken under the guise.
I'm wearing my wedding dress.
I know you are. I'm messing with you. God.
No, I'm telling the listeners. Oh, you're such a loser. Guys, I wanted to have a second fitting for my wedding dress, and I'm so excited. 1 month from today, I will officially be Mrs. Polinsky. Although I'm not taking your last name. I'm saying keeping my name. Well, but, you know, unofficially Mrs. Polinsky. 1 month from today.
Well, there we go. You're welcome, everybody. 1 month from today, she'll be Mrs. Polinsky. And to celebrate, she just shook her boobs in the camera. You're welcome, YouTube. We will be back next week, same bear time, same bear channel on YouTube. Watch Corey and Carmella on WWE's official YouTube. What?
We'll be bear back.
All right. Now, see, this is what we were trying to avoid. We almost made it through without you taking it down the path, but we're out of time, so bear back it is.
Thank you guys for bearing with us, no pun intended, for this shorter episode today. Ow, Louie just fell off and put his claws into my legs. Appreciate you guys, each and every one of you. Please continue to fill the mailbag, comment, post on our Instagram. Let us know what you're thinking, what different topics you want us to talk about. Subscribe, give us reviews, go on our LinkedIn. We don't have a LinkedIn. I know it's not even funny anymore. Appreciate you guys. Love the Bear With Us faithful. Without you, there is no us.
Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.